We now begin the third parak of Maseches Horyos. This is Parak Gimel Mishnah Aleph 3:1. And the next few Mishnayos want to consider what happens if the status of the Kohen Mashiach or the king, when he brings his offering, is not the same as when he did the Avera. So how is that going to work in terms of which korban he should bring? So says the Mishnah inside, Kohen Mashiach Shechata, if you have an anointed Kohen Gadol who did his chait, meaning he ruled regarding a matter that Zechi of Karas, and he followed his own psak incorrectly, and now wants to bring a korban to atone for that. V'achar kach avar memichshichuso. And when it's time for him to bring his actual offering, that'd be, of course, the special par of the Kohen Mashiach, he is no longer the Kohen Mashiach. That means either he got a mum, kavua, he can't function, or even a temporary mum, or he became tummy and can't function temporarily, or he became too old, and therefore he's permanently no longer able to serve as the Kohen Gadol, so he's no longer serving now. There's another Kohen Gadol in his place. V'chein nasi, same, if a person was the king, shechata, and while he was king, he did an avera. Remember, the special korban of the king, the nasi, is simply a male instead of female, a goat, so he brings a male goat. But he didn't bring it while he was king. Va'achar kach avar magdulaso. Before he can bring his special chatas, he stops being the king. That could happen if the majority of people rebel against him, because if the king doesn't have the shlita, control over the people, he's no longer the king. Or if he has tzara'as, he's no longer the king. So, ko mashiach mevi par, va'nasi mevi se'ir. The Mishnah says, the obligatory korban has to do with the time at which the obligation was incurred. And therefore, if the Kohen Gadol did this avera while he was a Kohen Gadol, then he'll bring the usual par Kohen Mashiach. And if the king did this avera while he was still the king, he'd bring the seir, the male goat, even though currently he's not the king, currently he's not the Kohen Mashiach. Now, before we move on, there's just something which is a little misleading, which is a king who stops being a king is no longer the king. He loses his king status. Whereas a Kohen Gadol who is consecrated as the Kohen Gadol, he's always got that same sanctity, as will become clear from the next couple of Mishnayos. And therefore, although the Mishnah makes it sound like they're on the same footing, they're actually not on the same footing at all, and the next couple of Mishnayos will clarify that much further.